Hello, and welcome to Young Valley Leaders, WDIY's newest monthly show featuring the upcoming movers and shakers in your backyard making it happen for themselves and our community. I'm your host, Lewis Holzman, and today I'm here with Kate Hughes.
Am I supposed to be like, woo?
That was perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, this is episode 10 here of the inaugural season of Young Valley Leaders, so thank you for joining, and actually the last one-to-one guest that we have here in this calendar year. December's show is going to feature a roundtable of all of the guests, all the past 10 people that have been on Young Valley Leaders. We're going to do two different segments, so hold on to your seats for that one here. Yeah. But Kate, thank you for joining here.
I'm going to say it's the top 10, right?
Yeah, right.
Top 10.
Yeah.
I'm in it. All right.
You made the cut.
Yes. So excited. No, seriously, thank you for having me. I'm ready. Let's do this.
Well, let's dive right in here, Kate. You found the Valley by selecting Cedar Crest College,
yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Continuing your education. And since then, you've decided to stay. You never left.
Nope.
So what do you do? You're involved in a ton of different stuff, a litany of different organizations from Historic Bethlehem Museums and Sites, Da Vinci Science Center, Allentown Art Museum, Juxta Hub, Inkwell, Godfrey Daniels, and Ice House. You also host your own radio show, which I've had a pleasure of being on. It's on iHeartRadio. And you serve on several different boards throughout the Valley, including the Bethlehem Chamber of Commerce. You're also a comedian.
Yeah.
I expect some jokes today.
Uh-oh, okay.
but I have seen you live on the stage, and you are very funny. And you also host an open mic night, which you do very, very well as well.
At the well.
Look at this.
See that?
Because the Inkwell is where the open mic night happens. I like it. A playwright, and you've been publishing in the publishing industry for quite some time. So a very broad and wide range of eclectic fun things, really centered around a lot of different arts, but entrepreneurialism and community-based organizations. So thanks for taking the time here today. And it seems like wherever I go somewhere or meet someone, someone knows Kate. So you've certainly made an impact here in the Valley.
Is that good or bad?
You tell me.
It's great. I thought you were going to say, everywhere you go, I'm there. I was like, that's creepy. Kind of.
Well, I don't know. Are you?
No, I want to, for the record, I just wanted to say I wore my highest heels today. I think they're 4 inches.
Okay.
Just because I'm impaired in the height department.
Uh-huh.
And what did you think when you saw me? Were you like, she's taller?
She's got some inches.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, great. For sure.
That worked out.
And now that we're sitting here, no one can tell.
Right. Yeah. There's no difference.
No, but it's good context.
Yeah.
So let's just kind of dive right in here from the beginning here. You found the Valley, Cedar Crest College. How did you even find Cedar Crest? It's a smaller school.
Yeah. So
where are you from?
I'm from outside of Philly. My family sort of bounced around. They're in Doylestown now currently, but I went to Catholic grade school, all-girl Catholic high school. The rule was if I wanted to go away to school, I had to go to an all-girl school, or I could stay home and commute, and it could be co-ed. And I was like, get me out of this house, right? Because I'm 18.
Yeah.
You want to explore.
Sure.
And, find yourself. So I had a handful of schools from which to choose that were all-girl schools, and Cedar Crest was my favorite. And unbeknownst to me, I did not know that I would be living here for the rest of my days. But alas, here I am.
Well, I mean, that kind of segues nicely. Why did you find or choose to live here, I mean, for the rest of your days? That seems a little morbid.
It's a little morbid, but yeah, I want to die here. No, I just feel, I don't know, doesn't it feel like home to you?
I've born here and lived here, so yeah,
so
for
it
sure.
It definitely feels like home,
yeah.
Well, I wasn't, and I don't know, I'm very involved in the community, and I can't imagine living someplace else and trying to do what I do. Like, our neighbors are our friends, and you know, we really help each other in this community. I got married a couple of years ago, and
shout out getting married.
Yeah, woo, husbands. Yeah, two people gave me wedding dresses. One from Designer Consigner. She gave me this beautiful wedding dress.
Wow.
Yeah. Another friend of mine gave me this vintage wedding dress.
So did you wear both of them at the same time?
I wore 4 dresses. I don't want to brag, but
on your
I had to.
Day?
Yeah, I had to. I had 4 outfit changes. Dave and Drew from American Hairlines, they decorated. They did everything for us. I mean, these people donated their time. Sherry from the Twisted Olive and Rachel from the Apollo Grill and Local Mama Catering, like they all just came like Mama Bear and just
It's like
helped
a community
us.
Wedding here that just like made it happen.
Edwin Joseph gave my husband a custom-made suit, gave it to him.
Wow.
crazy. I mean,
I guess that's why everyone knows Kate.
So blessed.
Hookups. Yeah,
We got married at the office. We got married at Venture X. Terry Wallace, probably best man on the planet.
Venture X here in Bethlehem, right? Southside, yeah, not far from the station.
I was like, what would you think if we got married here? He's like, take the place, do whatever you want with it. Just clean it up when you're done. And we did. I mean, crazy, right?
I love that. Yeah. That's awesome.
So they're here when I need them. Franklin Hill. I mean, it's crazy.
So, I mean, you said you're involved with the community and you just rattled off a bunch that was just specifically involved with your wedding. So, yeah, but I mean, like, broaden that up a little bit. And we talked about some of the organizations you're a part of. What is some of your community involvement and what are you excited about or any projects that you're working on?
Yes, a couple of projects. So Victory House of the Lehigh Valley, they're on the south side and they're celebrating 40 years in the valley.
And for those that don't know, what is Victory House?
It's a home, a safe haven for men who've been displaced, mostly veterans. And we just had a big celebration, this mural on Veterans Day, and their 40th anniversary is April 17th, and we're going to hold it at Arts Quest. We brought in Brian Rashid from Love Letters, and he made this beautiful film that we'll be showing and showcasing at Arts Quest. And so we're starting to get that event together and sell tickets, so we're excited about that.
Cool.
Red Shoe event. All the proceeds go to Third Street Alliance, and similar. These are women that have sort of been displaced, women and children. This is an annual event. I'm in charge of it this year.
Cool.
And they said I could do whatever I wanted.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Box is open.
Glitter. There's going to be glitter. Costume changes. Yeah, so I don't know how much I'm allowed to speak about that, but we're having that in the spring at Civic Theater in Allentown, which I love the theater.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's a really cool theater.
Yeah, and then currently with the Historic Bethlehem Museums and Sites, I have been in charge of sort of curating their annual Christmas tree exhibit at the Kemmerer, the Moravian Museum, and the Single Sisters House, which Ooh. Sounds like a really fun place.
I'm not familiar with it, but
yeah,
I
so
agree.
Single Sisters and the Moravian, those are two of the museums that are actually on the UNESCO World Heritage Site. Mm. So, as you know,
it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Bethlehem here, UNESCO Heritage Site.
I mean, I've been on
internationally known.
Yeah. I mean, we are up with like the pyramids. I don't want to brag, but we look good.
Yeah. Looking pretty good.
Yeah, we look great. So, yeah, people are coming in droves to come visit. So, these trees. WDIY is going to have one,
mm-hmm.
and it's a contest. So you go through and you look at all the trees. It's like a self-guided tour, and then you vote on your favorite tree. And anyone that sponsors a tree, we're going to do like this 21 Days of Christmas where we'll do videos and kind of talk to people about why they chose the tree that they did. And the trees are decorated in the theme of cities throughout the U.S. So I am pumped. I love a contest. So
seems like you would get into it, you know, pretty heavy.
I am into it. I might even dress up like a Christmas tree.
Might, or you already have your outfit
selected? I'm
going
to, yeah. Okay. I did.
Yeah, let's be honest. No, but that's super exciting,
yeah.
And I can't wait to see. And what is? Will the trees just be lined on Main Street? Or
they're
like
in
where?
those three museums.
Yeah. They'll be inside of them. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And I imagine they'll be featured throughout the entirety of the holiday season.
Yeah, the exhibit is open now and it runs through January 12th. Lehigh Valley Style is in on it. Discover Lehigh Valley, obviously WDIY.
So put a little plug if there's people or any organization that want to get involved with that. What do they do?
Well, I only have 3 trees left.
Ooh, we got exclusive trees here, people.
Yeah, exclusive trees going once, twice, sold. Yeah. I guess find me and see if we have any left. Yeah, that's like the board stuff. And then Inkwell, you mentioned Inkwell.
Mm-hmm.
We have a show that is our November nonsense show, I'm pretty
Ooh.
Sure. Yeah, so, and then another one on the...
A comedian show.
Comedy show.
Yeah, comedy show.
Which is true because they do music there, comedy. He's had yoga, Pilates, he does fitness.
Fine dining.
I mean, what doesn't Kyle Edwards, shout out, True Love Story.
Yeah, he was the third guest on Young Valley Leaders.
Oh.
So certainly Inkwell has evolved a lot since having him on.
So I met him a couple of years ago. We worked together on a project and then he sort of was like, hey, can you help me book shows? And I was like, yes, when do I start? So I've been helping him with comedy and some music and things like that. Godfrey Daniels. Oh my God, they're turning 50.
And for those that don't know, Godfrey Daniels is?
It is just this little nugget on the south side. It's considered a listening room. Again, has been around for nearly 50 years, and they've started to do comedy shows there as well. Some of the finest voices that we know have come from the Godfrey Daniels stage. So So they're celebrating in 2026, the 50 years. But on December 6th, next fave band is hosting the Winter Wonder Jam.
Ooh.
And it's three performers, two singers, and a comedian. I'll let you figure out who that is. It's me. It's me. Yeah, so I'm so excited. And at the end of that, at the end of the performance, there's like a group song that everybody sings together, a holiday song. Talk about the Christmas spirit, right?
Big spirit. I mean, we're in Christmas City, so
yeah.
Christmas City, USA,
we're
Bethlehem.
Bringing it, yeah.
If people aren't aware here, living in the Valley, Bethlehem is Christmas City, yeah. USA. Has some similarities to another thing of Bethlehem, something with Jesus, nativity scene, all those things.
Yeah, my dad's always like, Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, not far from Nazareth, right?
Right, not far from Nazareth. No, but I think about this. Like, when I was a little kid, did you not love Christmas?
I mean, I still do.
But I mean, remember when you were a kid and you couldn't sleep? Like,
yeah, for sure, 100%.
And like, it was December 1st, and then it took like 14 years to get to Christmas. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like.
Yeah, starting to grow facial hair by the time it came around. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I always loved Christmas. And I honestly feel so grateful that I live in the Christmas city. Full circle stuff, you know?
Full circle stuff. So you, as far as the Valley goes, you live in Bethlehem?
I do.
Don't need like an address, but
I'm
like,
not going to give it to you. Yeah, I live, I'm just like a 10-minute walking journey onto beautiful Main and Broad Street.
I love that. So pushing back a little bit to the comedian route here, even some of the playwright stuff, like how did that start? And like, can you tell us a little bit about that career and that journey for you?
Yeah, sure. So I was involved with V-Day Lehigh Valley, which is our chapter of the Vagina Monologues, Eve Ensler's play that she wrote. And I'm not sure if you've ever seen it.
I have not. I'm not familiar.
Okay. It's been around forever, and it is always a performance, just regular folks, no actors. They can read off of cards, and it's these monologues that Eve Ensler wrote, and all of the money that is raised goes to help, like, the YWCA. That's usually what we would give our money to. So women and children that have been abused. So I was doing that for, like, 10 years. I was directing the shows, and I was finding that the crowds were dwindling. And I thought maybe the content is not as relatable. Like, one of the monologues mentions Burt Reynolds.
Mm.
Do you know who
Burt? I know who he is, but
thank God.
You know, not everyone may.
Some people don't. So I tried to be creative. There was another play that Eve Ensler did. It's called A Memory Monologue, Rant and a Prayer. And it's like 90 monologues written by different authors. One's Jane Fonda. Maya Angelou wrote some. So I combined those two plays just to see if we could get some people in the crowds, in the seats. And it went okay, but someone told me, you know, if you really shouldn't have done that. And if you wanted to have this play that was different, why don't you just write your own?
Mm.
And I was like, that sounds good. I'm going to do that.
Done.
So then I wrote my own play, very much in a monologue form. We crushed it. So I've written three plays, and it's people from the community, and I included men. You're not supposed to do that with the Vagina Monologues, but I've included men because I think it's important to get their perspective as well.
Sure.
I kind of just grew from there. So
awesome. Well, we're going to jump back into this dialogue here with playwrights and comedian acts as we come into the next session here, but we're going to take a quick break. I am Lewis Holzman with WDIY's Young Valley Leaders here with Kate Hughes. Back soon.
WDIY's overnight delivery service is a refreshing mix of vintage and current popular music. You'll hear many of the artists played on The Blend and some from our folk, blues, and world programs. WDIY Overnight is a continuous mix of music popular with night owls and late shift workers. Listen Monday through Saturday night from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. and Sundays from midnight to 5 a.m. for this great mix of hand-picked music on WDIY.
We are back here with Kate Hughes. I'm Lewis Holzen, Young Valley Leaders, WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and we are here for the second half of our chat.
Yeah.
We were talking about playwright. We were talking about comedy shows.
Yeah, I have more. Fans. I wrote down a list because I knew I would, you know, on the spot, I'd forget it. So Yeah, so I did a couple of plays and involved the community, and I stopped doing that because I actually took a chance and wrote a one-woman show called Most Flammable, and I went to are you familiar with ArtsQuest and Ryan Hill?
ArtsQuest for sure. Okay. Ryan Hill, unsure.
Yeah, I'm not sure what his exact title is. I think it's Master of the Universe. But anyway, he works for ArtsQuest, and he's a friend of mine. And he used to run these open mics years and years ago. And I had this idea for a one-woman show. So I went to him. I told him, I have the show. It's great. It has film and there's music and all this stuff. And I can pack the house. I'll sell all these tickets. Can we get a date on the calendar? And he's like, absolutely. And I walked out there. I'm like, none of those things are true. I lied right to that man's face. But
did you do it?
He gave me the date. I wrote the show. I did all of the promotion, you know, as much as I could. I printed flyers. I handed them out. I begged strangers, like, begged them, please come to my show.
No problem doing that, though.
No, I beg people all the time. And I sold out 250 seats.
There you are.
Crazy.
Crazy.
I love when they have to turn people away. Yeah. That's my favorite. They asked me to come back and do another show, and I did another show, and it sold out. And then,
I mean, you're a big doer. You're not afraid of going out there and making it happen.
Yeah, I do worry that people are like, yeah, right. Are you able to? But you know what? That actually inspires me when someone's like, are you sure? Because people have said that to me. They're like, I don't think you're going to be able to do this. And I'm like, well, now I'm going to do it twice. Yeah, so I did three iterations of Most Flammable. And one show I had to come back because they had to turn people away. But I've sold out four shows at ArtsQuest.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it started?
Well, the one-woman show.
Really started to, yeah.
Yeah. But comedy for me started a long, long time ago. I was always like kind of cutting up at the jobs that I worked in. And I was working at this restaurant, just a kid. And the owner of the restaurant came to me and he's like, you know, we're going to have this event, like a 6-course meal or something. It's for women. We're bringing in a female comedian. Would you want to open for her? And I was like, oh my God, I could never do that. And then he was like, I'll pay you $50. I was like, yeah, make a try. I'll try. Yeah, I'll do it.
Talk about selling out.
Yeah, I did. anything for $50 at that age. And I didn't tell anybody. It was supposed to be 5-10 minutes. And I wrote it. I had my mom come and my best friend, and it was all women. And, you know, they were drinking, which always helps comedy.
Definitely.
So the owner came out and he said, we have a really great show for you tonight. We have this great comedian. But first, and then that was me. I was the butt first. So I came out and I crushed it the first time. I crushed it. I got a standing ovation. I was up for a half hour.
Wow.
A half hour. So in my mind, I'm like, I'm amazing. This is how it goes. I go right to Hollywood after this.
Right. When's my Netflix special on? What's going on?
Right. This is way before Netflix. Yeah. So I got off the stage, went into the kitchen, and I seriously, like, delusions of grandeur. I'm like, I'm famous now. So I don't know where to go next. And then you have other shows, and they don't go as well as the first one. So you're always sort of like chasing that dragon. And at one point, I was doing this show, and it was going so badly. No one was paying attention, and this man who was very thirsty kept saying for me to get off the stage, screaming it, and how terrible I was. And
probably felt good.
Felt awesome. And the only thing I could think of to say was, sir, if you think this is easy, why don't you come up here and give it a try?
Oh, boy, and he did.
He did not. Oh, okay. But it did quiet the man, but it also quieted me, and I stopped doing comedy for 10 years.
Oh, wow. Big hiatus.
Right. And then, you know, circumstances happen. I think tragedy plus comedy. Is that right? No, I'm saying the wrong thing. Tragedy plus time equals comedy, if you can spin it that way.
Yeah,
so,
it's fair.
Yeah. Life's been interesting since pandemia. So, you know, I've taken these stories, I've written them down, and try to make light of it. So.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, that's really what we can do, though. You know, life can be kind of hard in some ways, so being able to turn that on its face and be able to laugh a little bit, and maybe it's at yourself, but also at just the scenarios of how life is happening, it brings a more lighthearted mood to the event.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting that we go through this global pandemic, and then it's over, And then we are all expected, like, as you were, get back to it. And there's so much unresolved trauma. And that's kind of like part of why I do comedy. And if I can like help one person, you know, kind of know that they're not alone, my job here is done. I just feel like it's important to talk about it. It's important to know that, you know, not every day is a great day. I mean, I do a lot of social media stuff and everyone's like, you're always so happy. You're always so upbeat. And I'm like, that's just on my social media. You know, there's an other side to it where some days are not great. And it's, you know, it's been a struggle since the pandemic. But I mean, I am persistent. I must keep going. And I'm so thankful to have places like Inkwell and Godfrey Daniels and now the Ice House. I'm working with Andy Pollack. He does cold fusion comedy. He had me on a show, and afterwards he was like, I would love to do a series, like a tour. So we're doing three shows. The first one is December 28th at Ice House. And we have like this hula hooper. There's going to be like a light show. There's improv comedy, which I was always very afraid of improv. Like to do it, I can't do it. But to see it when it doesn't go well, it's like cringy. And I saw them do, they're masterful. Mm. They're masterful. And it's such an incredible show. Great comedians, great performers, and it's a variety show. And really great for the community. And I'm just thankful to be around people that get it. Like, we did the show a couple weeks back, and I'm walking into the Ice House, and I have a baton and a sparkle suit. And I'm walking in with my baton, and the guy behind me is walking in with a light-up hula hoop. And I'm like, these are my people.
And this is it. Yeah.
I've found them.
Well, that's the whole idea, though, in life, is being able to find your tribe, right? And being able to be around people that you vibe with, you have the similar mentality with, that you're kind of in a support group circle. You're not doing the same exact thing, but you're able to fill up each other's cup or just like drink from the other cup because it's in line with your core values.
Absolutely. And what I'm finding this time around, you know, did I take a decade off? Yes, I did. You know, I did other things. I'm not regretful of that. You know, had I kept going, maybe I would have a Netflix special by now. You know, you never know. But
it could still be coming.
It's coming. It's coming like a freight train. But we really root for one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done Don't Tell Comedy, which is such an incredible thing. We just had one in American Hairlines. There's 90 people in there. We got to perform.
Wow. Surprised that many people fit in American Hairlines.
On the corner of Main and Broad Street in the Christmas City during Christmas time with a beautifully decorated salon and, you know, just local comedians. And we were all rooting for each other and laughing and clapping. And you need that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I go to monthly comedy at least, whether it's one of your shows or somewhere else I've been to. And so it's good to get out there and not only support the community and the artists, but it truly is very funny. And, you know, sometimes there's some stuff that doesn't hit, but, you know, that just is what it is.
Why did you look right at me when you said that? I'm just kidding. Awkward.
Yeah, we are looking at each other the entire time.
You're like, sometimes it doesn't hit. I'm just kidding. No, and bombing is
part of it.
That's part of it.
Yeah, I'm a performer myself as well on the music side, and sometimes it does not go like you thought it would, and it's just like, oh, well, next time.
Embrace the bomb.
Right.
That's what they say.
For sure. So kind of going back to your tribe and you and yourself and finding those people, what are some of the core values and principles that you live by, you work by, you play by that you really seek out in finding a tribe or that you honestly just like can attribute some of your success to and your persistence, your perseverance?
I feel like, especially with creative people, we can be over the top, and a lot of times we are. And I think when I'm doing a play or something, I feel like with these people, when they're, you know, they're singing and they're doing the massage train and things like that, I don't really get involved in that stuff. I'm there to kind of like work. But I know if there are people that want to, you know, be in a tribe with me, they'll shake out mm-hmm. at the end. I'll find those people.
Sure.
As far as seeking people, like Kyle Edwards, I mean, what a great guy, owner of Inkwell. He really, really believes that, you know, artists shouldn't starve. We should be compensated for the work that we do. I want to be around those kind of people. As far as my core values go, I'm very much an advocate for the arts. I'm also on the board at Juxta Hub in Emmaus.
What is Juxta Hub?
Juxta Hub is up and coming. It's not even open yet. It'll be a state-of-the-art arts and innovation center. It'll have, I think, 21 artist studios. a black box theater, a commercial kitchen. They have classrooms to teach. There's different iterations of where they are in the building process. So
phases of build
phases, out. Yeah. Yes. Thank you for that. So right now they're just doing the artist studios. That's phase one. And then I think phase two is like the black box theater. But there's like a tech center there where they have the augmented reality glasses, you know, to teach classes and dance. And to be a part of that on the ground level, to, you know, to have a small voice in that, I just walk into that place and I'm just like, wow, this is really happening.
Yeah. No, it's incredible because, and I'm mildly familiar with the project, there's not a lot of artist studios in the Valley.
Right.
Or let alone just affordable studios in general that artists could utilize. And so having specifically artist-based studios, there's different types of ventilation or components that different types of artists need in order to really be effective at their craft. So having access to that at a place that is really promoting not just the studios, but then a broader portion and spectrum of the community and of what arts brings to the community from a learning and development standpoint. You mentioned the augmented reality. I mean, that even transcends into, you know, workplace teachings. They can really jump on there and trainings and things like that. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. And they're very much, you know, in alignment with, you know, Kyle Edwards. We should have a thriving creative community. Mm-hmm. Everyone should be compensated and we want to be inclusive. But their values align with mine. But if I had to say, like, my one, like, core value, and it's something that I've really leaned into with regards to acquiring things that I either want, need, or deserve, I very much believe in asking. If I want something, I always ask for it.
Good, because if you don't ask for it, the answer is always no, right? Yeah. So I'm glad you're not afraid to step up and ask up, because a lot of people just are too nervous about putting themselves out there.
Yeah, I mean, I have gone to places that, you know, that I knew were hiring, and I was like, you need to hire me. And I've gotten jobs that way. I got my house that way. And I don't want to brag, but I got my husband that way. I asked for him. So. Mm.
Brag out here, girl. So kind of changing it up a little bit here, what do you do for fun in the Valley? Any best kept secrets, hidden gems, things that you want to bring forward?
Well, you know what? Yesterday I took a stroll down Main Street. I just love it here, and I love it during Christmas as well. So I stopped into the little shops. I bought some things. There's a Santa Claus store, a Dear Santa store.
Nice.
So I think just being out in the community and just sort of, you know, hanging out. I love a good cup of coffee. I'm very boring. Normally, if I'm not...
You don't seem boring.
Well, if I'm not performing or entertaining, I'm usually at home, like, covered under a pile of cats. So.
Cats? You have a bunch of cats?
Yeah.
Crazy cat lady?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
I can see how you can collect multiple. So
yeah.
We're at four. Holding steady.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. And we do a lot of curbside. I love doing that. I just like to be at home.
Yeah. No, that's so, totally fair.
Yeah.
Totally fair. As we start to get near the end of the episode here, any advice, final comments, words of strength, encouragement for upcoming leaders that may be listening in?
Just kind of going back to, like, if there's something that you want, go after it. You know, I've asked for radio interviews. I've asked for television interviews. I've asked for billboards, and I've gotten them. You never know. Like you said, it's always a no until you ask for it. But, yeah, I think one true piece of advice is try to always be yourself, because if you change yourself for a job or a person, it's going to come back around. It's never going to work out. So,
well, I love that. The authenticity from yourself certainly exuded here today, and the handfuls of times I've had the pleasure in the wild of real life to be with you, that certainly stands true. So thank you today for joining us here.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I loved it.
Well, that does it for episode 10 of Young Valley Leaders here in the books. Big thanks to you, Kate. Woo!
Round of applause.
Round of applause. Really bringing that valuable insight into the worlds of arts and culture and the community and how that really all does tie in together. It is so, 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 so critical. You can find the show airing monthly on WDIY 88.1 FM, typically on the second Monday of each month, but certainly forever streaming on the WDIY.org website, along with Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR, and WDIY's YouTube and social media channels. A big shout out, lastly here, to a couple people making this program possible. Lauren Matthews with an awesome logo, making the Young Valley Leaders brand come to life. Matt Cajun live and in studio with us here. James, Seamus and all the good folks at WDIY for giving us the time and space to bring the show alive and supporting efforts to disseminate across the website, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and social media. I'm Lewis Holzman, your host of WDIY's Woo! Young Valley Leaders on 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and until next month.